Hello, this is Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards. Let's hear the Bible together. James chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Look here, you rich people. Weep and groan with anguish because of all the terrible troubles ahead of you. Your wealth is rotting away, and your fine clothes are moth-eaten rags. You can almost see the steam coming out of James's ears, can't you? He's furious at the way in which the rich people were abusing their position. His very specific gripe with them was that they had failed to pay their workmen for mowing their fields. For James, this wasn't a little economic problem. This was an evil that had reached the ears of God himself, and the rich people were heading for certain judgment. The Bible isn't against rich people. However, God is certainly against anyone who abuses others, and on many occasions the Bible reveals times when rich people have abused their position and exploited others. This was a major theme in the prophecy of Amos. He had particularly severe words for the women of Bashan in chapter 4, verse 1. You women who oppress the poor and crush the needy, and say to your husband, bring us some drinks. These rich women lived in their charmed and privileged world, totally cut off from the suffering of the poor people on whose work their wealth depended. God tells the rich people, men and women, that is not willing to listen to their worship. They need to change their actions and start acting justly. Wealth in itself is a thoroughly good thing, because it's part of God's creation. Our responsibility is to be good stewards of whatever God has put in our hands. In world terms, there is a great deal of wealth in this country. More than a third of the world's population live on less than £2 a day and have no access to clean water. Whatever God has given us, we need to use it wisely and ensure that the most vulnerable are protected and cared for. James wants us to know that we all have a role to play in sharing God's good gifts. Thank you, Lord, for all of our possessions. We recognize that they've come from your hands, and we ask your Holy Spirit to help us to use them in a way that will glorify your name. Amen. It's been a pleasure to spend these moments with you. I'd be delighted if this were not a one-way communication. So if you've got any questions or comments, do please write to me at jonathan.edwards@premier.org.uk. I'll then get back to you in complete confidence as soon as I can. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our growing Voice of Hope family. And follow along with these daily meditations at home in print, direct to your favourite mobile device, or as a daily podcast on the app Podbeam. I am Jonathan Edwards, and I encourage you to join me as I share a thought from the Bible Monday to Friday every week. May God bless you.